welcome to Just a Minute, this delightful and often outrageous game. And I have four delightful and outrageous players of the game who have joined me today. Let us first of all welcome a fine writer and also raconteur and comedian, Barry Cryer. And beside Barry, an irrepressible comedian, Sue Pollard. And on my left, that fine art critic, Brian Sewell. And beside him, the political correspondent, John Sargent. Please welcome all four of them. And as you join this game, I'm going to ask them to speak on a subject that I will give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. They will score points according to how well they challenge. You'll see how it all goes as we start the show with Barry Cryer. Barry, shorthand. That's the subject. Tell us something about it in this game, starting now.
Isaac Pitman invented shorthand as he found longhand too arduous and time-consuming. An amazing man who had a kidney shaped like a dressing table, he decided that too much of his life had been spent transcribing words at too slow a speed. He therefore...
And John Sargent, you challenged.
Yes, hesitation. He was slipping over speed.
He was slipping just a little, yes. John, you have a correct challenge, because I think it was hesitation, so you get a point for that, and you take over the subject of shorthand, and there are 45 seconds available starting now.
As a journalist, I'm often asked, how good is your shorthand? And my usual answer is, excellent. I work very well with a ballpoint pen, with tremendous little twists and turns, as you'd expect from someone who was trained as a Pitman writer. But on the other hand, I have to explain that when I come to try to read it back, I can't. So...
Barry, you
hesitation.
Yes, I think that was hesitation.
Slippering all over the place.
No, because there was a... wait a moment. No, I don't think that's fair. There was a perfectly sensible, I thought, well-deserved laugh...
I know, and it didn't
...from
come
the audience. I thought I would wait to allow it to build...
I know.
...before I came back in sharply.
There's one thing about writing the laughs and trying to go through it. There's another thing, waiting for a laugh, which never comes. John, no, you did very well, and you're trying very hard, but you had Barry on a very niggling hesitation, and I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt to say, Barry, correct challenge to you. You have a point for that, of course. You take back the subject of shorthand. There are 24 seconds available starting now.
The inventor I mentioned earlier wrote to his lady friend Fanny Waterman, not her real name, but a pen of that description.
John, challenge.
And straightforward her.
Yes, there was.
To err
was
is human.
Where is to go wrong?
Don't rub it in, John. I agree with the challenge. You have the subject back with you, shorthand, and another point, of course, and there are 17 seconds starting now.
The most important point about my shorthand, as I've tried to explain...
Brian Sewell, his challenge.
Point and ballpoint. He had a ballpoint.
He had a ballpoint before, and then I was talking about point. That is a repetition of the same word. Well, listen, Brian. Yes.
In the House of Commons, the Speaker wouldn't have stopped that.
This is not the House of Commons, I
thought that's where we were.
The participants in the House, the participants in the House of Commons are dafter than we are. First of
But they don't get so many laughs and they don't get that kind of rounds of applause. So, Brian, I agree. Well, listen, he did repeat the point.
Don't tell me what
point.
The subject is. I forgot. It's too long since we've discussed
it. I know. Brian, I always give the subject before anybody starts.
Oh,
and it is shorthand, and you have 14 seconds starting now.
A shorthand is a man who is employed at very short notice.
And whose challenge? It was John.
Deviation.
Why?
Well, this is a very short man at short notice.
No.
It doesn't matter. No. John.
And we were wandering off, weren't we? The people who are very tall and very short.
No. Are getting political like they do by politicians.
Can we just clear up this point? Are we talking about shorthand writing or people with very short hands?
No.
Brian,
no.
Tell us.
We are talking about shorthand, and shall I begin?
Brian, I'm going to begin in a moment. Right. Let me explain to John, because I don't want him to get into like a politician and niggle over things that don't matter. In just a minute, you can interpret the word in any way you wish, as long as you do not hesitate, repeat another word, or deviate from the subject. Brian was going off in his own particular way, as he usually does, and I think it was quite an enchanting way, actually. So we'll hear from Brian, having got a point for an incorrect challenge. He has 9 seconds available, starting now.
A shorthand. I've already said that. How about that?
You can.
Well, carry on. No one's challenging you, quickly.
No.
Oh, you lost it.
No, you encouraged me, Chairman.
I know, right. Hesitation. You got him 2 seconds ago. Shorthand, John, starting now.
Shorthand is a way
and
of...
And you can't challenge.
Smugness.
Right. Repetition of smugness.
No.
A bonus point to Barry because we enjoyed his interruption, but John was interrupted. John, you have half a second on shorthand, starting now.
Shorthand.
There's the whistle. Whoever is speaking, or even endeavouring to speak when the whistle goes, gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was John Sargent. John has taken a commanding lead at the end of that round. And who's going to take the next round? Sue Pollard. Oh, yes, let's hear from you, Sue. Here's a sub. Oh, lovely subject for you. Chocoholics. Tell us something about chocoholics in just a minute, starting now.
Several people.
Hesitation.
Yes, I'm sorry.
No, excuse me, I was gulping copious amounts of air because at this point I really wanted to get through the whole of the minute, you see.
But Sue, darling, I have to interrupt you.
Yes,
because,
yes.
I mean, they don't always challenge quite as rapid as that. But I have to tell you, I've got a clock in front of me and it says you went for 3 seconds gulping without saying a word. And that must be interpreted as hesitation. Barry.
Yes.
You have a correct challenge for hesitation, and you have 57 seconds starting on chocoholics, starting now.
One of the most illustrious chocoholics must have been Willy Wonka, the well-known misprint, who inhabited...
John Sargent's challenge.
You can't be a misprint. Willy Wonka can't be a misprint.
Apparently is a misprint. That was the context, John.
I recognise the problems that some of the politicians have when you're chatting to them now, John. It was a correct challenge. You have a point. You have 49 seconds. You have chocoholics starting now.
Chocoholics are particularly pleased when they see on a menu death by chocolate written in the dessert section.
Yes, I think John realises that there was a slight sort of hesitation. And he realised what he said then, didn't he? And was quite...
Two realises.
Sit down, darling. Come explain it.
Darling, sit down, please.
Yes, okay,
please.
Fine.
Play the game. I will give it to you. You have the subject.
I like to stand up because sometimes your things get creased while you sat down.
You have 40 seconds. Chocoholics starting now.
Many people throughout the world have been afflicted with Ebes syndrome, eat and be sick, the prime subject of which is attributed to chocolate. Unfortunately, for those addicted to this devious and abysmal form of dessert, it can be...
Barry, you've challenged.
How can chocolate be devious?
Well, it is because it's telling you one thing, but it's actually making you react in a different way.
Listen, Sue,
so it has
you
a
don't
devious
justify
way.
That. Listen,
chocolate talks to you.
It does in a form of physicality.
Well, Sue, I'm with you. I mean, yeah. The idea of chocolate can be very devious to some people. So I'm going to give Sue the benefit of the doubt and ask her to continue, having taken her gulps for 23 seconds on Chocoholics, starting now.
Unfortunately, to a lot of people who do find this...
Brian.
I think she said unfortunately in the last gulp.
She did, unfortunately, yes. So you said that. That is repetition. So, Brian, you have a point now, and you have 19 seconds on Chocoholics, starting now.
I want to tell you about the Emperor Heliogabalus, who was one of the late and more decadent emperors of Rome. He came from Syria and brought Eastern nasty habits with him, one of which was to force the senators of Rome to...
John.
Two mansions of Rome.
Yes, I'm afraid there were. Yes.
Yes.
Listen, I have to give you the...
I want to take
you
the
can't run
witness.
The show as well as participate. John Sargent, you have a correct challenge point, of course. 4 seconds on Chocoholics, starting now.
The trouble about me...
That was a pronounced hesitation.
You're right, you went for 2 seconds without saying anything. So, Brian, you cleverly got in with 2 seconds to go on Chocoholics, starting now.
No, it was a...
Why have you challenged?
So yes. Was that.
No, it wasn't. He started instantaneously. I will not have it. Right, Brian, you've got another point, you've got another challenge against you. You've got 1 second or less. Chocoholics... starting now. Yes, you've been challenged again. Another incorrect challenge.
Hesitation.
You have another point, Brian.
Hesitation saying...
Brian did not start speaking until I had said now. So he came before he was supposed to start. Yeah. So he was an incorrect challenge. And he has half a second on Chocoholics starting now.
Half the quarter is for Rome.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah.
I said before, in this highly animated show, whoever is speaking or endeavouring to speak when the whistle goes gains the extra point. It was the case. Brian Sewell. And Brian had got many points in that round. He's leapt forward. He's now equal with John Sargent, who is so competitive. We've never had anyone like him on Just a Minute, but I won't inhibit it. We will keep it going and say that it's Brian Sewell's turn to begin. Brian, the subject is Euro. Tell us something about that in this game, starting now.
Euro is really a prefix, Rob. So,
obviously can't speak.
I'm actually very glad to leave the subject.
So, you have a correct challenge. You have the Euro and you have 57 seconds, starting now.
The Euro has become a bone of contention with several worldwide leaders. The firstly and most important thing being...
Barry Christchurch.
Nearly repeated leader, does that count?
Barry challenged. Barry, the subject is Euro and you have 51 seconds starting now.
As a swimmer in the Euro septic tank, I have always regarded that continent with acute suspicion. Accuse me of being a little Englander, jingoistic, yes. Xenophobic.
Oh, I think I made a
yes,
terrible...
You have, darling, yes.
He didn't say accused twice, did
no,
he?
No, he didn't. No, no. But so he was interrupted, so he gets a point for that.
Yeah.
And he continues for 42 seconds on the Euro, starting now.
The very word inspires in me paranoia, apprehension, and an acute feeling of isolation. We, this small island, this precious jewel set in a silver sea, isolated.
Yes? What's the matter, Sue?
I'm sure he said sea twice.
No.
Didn't he say sea earlier?
No, I said...
Isolated.
I've isolated, and then
I think you're all getting far too competitive. Let the show flow a little. Barry, an incorrect challenge. Continue for 30 seconds on the Euro, starting now.
And indeed, I sometimes wake in the morning and think, you are wrong, revise your thoughts. Think again about the continent across the channel. La Manche, as our French colleagues call it. And then... Thank you, John. I'm so grateful.
Le Mans. It's Le Mans, you're not La
Mans. It's
Le
Mans. Perfectly straightforward French.
Wonderful gentleman.
John, you get more pompous by the minute.
Well, I just thought we were on a proper sort of bilingual show. I didn't know that we were doing...
We're also on a comedy show as well, so pomposity over the top, right.
We often have misplaced articles. It happens.
Right.
No, Le Mans, I agree. Within the rules of Just a Minute, correct challenge. John, you have the subject of the Euro, and there are 16 seconds starting now.
The Euro is one of those topics which the Americans call mega subjects, M-E-G-O. Mine eyes glaze over. Journalists find them very interesting.
You say M-E-G-O?
Yes.
Mega?
Mega subjects.
M-E-G-O.
Ah, not well, mega... Mega on its own is M-E-G-A.
Why do the Americans say M-E-G-O when they want to say mega?
He's just explained that.
I've just explained that. They are... It's the first letter of the words mine, me... M,
yes.
Eyes, E, glaze, G, and O for over. Mego.
Mego. Oh, I see.
A mego subject.
I don't really
it's
have
a technical
any.
Term.
Right, so it was an incorrect challenge. You have 6 seconds on the mego. No, not the mego. This got me so confused now. The Euro starting now.
The most important thing you have to know about the Euro at the moment is that it does not exist as banknotes. It exists in private.
Oh. So, John Sargent has said, speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point for doing so, even though Sue spotted a repetition but challenged us to... Teeny wings a bit too late. John has increased his lead. He's just ahead of Brian Sewell. He's 1 point ahead of Barry Cryer, and then is Sue Pollard in that order. It's a contribution, my love.
What's the definition of depressed?
John Sargent, it's your turn to begin. A good Samaritan. No, wait till I say now, otherwise we're going to have the same problems before. 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
A good Samaritan can be extremely boring if you follow them behind them in the street.
Follow them behind them.
Yeah.
Ho, ho.
Okay, I'm going now. That's it. I'm finished.
Oh,
I've
no,
done my best.
Well.
I am so happy. I
know. It's horrible when everyone gangs up against you.
You've been hoisted on your own grammatical petard. Correct challenge, Brian Sewell. You have a good Samaritan, 55 seconds, starting now.
A good Samaritan is one who sits in an office answering the telephone when people who wish to commit suicide or who have already taken far too many drugs and will not recover if somebody does not do something about it rather quickly.
John Sargent.
Two somethings,
I'm afraid, so yes. You have the subject back again.
Someone. I'm not going to argue.
Listen, don't you keep joining in on everybody else's argument, please, Sue.
Well, he's got a ploy. He mumbles, so you can't tell anything he says. So you have to dive in where you think necessary and hope for the best.
You can't all shout like you.
How do you? No projection, Brian.
John Sargent. It is your turn to begin. No, it isn't your turn to begin. John, you have the subject for a correct challenge. And there are 43 seconds, and it is a good Samaritan starting now.
A good Samaritan makes you think, what about bad Samaritans or average to good? You never hear about them.
The subject is good Samaritans, not bad or...
No. That's a nitpicky type of show. No. You can still compare them with bad. He wasn't actually deviating from a good Samaritan.
There was a hesitation.
There was a hesitation.
But you did not challenge for hesitation, so I have
to... Well, we were waiting for you to adjudicate on the challenge that there was.
We cannot have a secondary challenge or a supplementary challenge.
Too good.
My goodness.
He said too good.
I know, darling. The good is on the subject, is on the card, a good Samaritan, so you can repeat it. You can repeat the subject on the card as often as you wish, within reason.
Oh, so I thought I was on Ready, Steady, Cook. I'm really sorry. I thought I was a green apple and a red pepper. And didn't realise, wrong programme.
John Sargent, it was an incorrect challenge.
Yes, thank you, Chairman.
You could have been had for hesitation, but nobody
I'm beginning to like you a lot more now. The more we work, the more I like you.
A good Samaritan with you, John. And there are 36 seconds starting now.
So how can you tell whether someone is a good Samaritan? You can tell because...
Yes, well done, Brian. Tell. Repetition, 32 seconds for Brian Sewell on a good Samaritan now. Starting.
I don't think I want the subject. It's far too boring.
And Barry got in first.
I was doing it on behalf of Brian. He doesn't want the subject.
So he hesitated, so you have the subject, and you have 28 seconds, another point, of course, a good Samaritan starting now.
Our noble Home Secretary Jack Straw approached a boy expectorating and spitting in the street with no fear of the consequences or physical harm that might befall him, although he was, albeit, accompanied by his security entourage. He then went on television, radio, and in the public prints to inform us of this and exhort us to.
Was this on Clapham Common?
What I do there is give a bonus point to Brian Sewell for a comment that we love so much. But as Barry Crowe was interrupted, he gets a point for the interruption, and he continues, and there are 10 seconds available, a good Samaritan starting now.
Have a go was the maxim he exhorted from us, and indeed to us and by us, and I wish I was dead.
Yes, darling, I agree with your challenge. It's all right. You don't have to fight for it all the time.
Oh, I'm so excited. I get so excited.
I know you do.
When you're going down the aisle.
It doesn't show, Sue. It doesn't show.
Sue Pollard, you have 4 seconds to tell us something about a good Samaritan starting now.
And it's wonderful when you get...
Brian Sewell challenge.
That was a definite hesitation.
I'm afraid you went for 2.5 seconds.
You were gulping again.
You were way off.
2.5 seconds is 1, 2.
And that's what you went for. Brian, you have 1.5 seconds on a good Samaritan starting now.
A good Samaritan obviously derives from the good Samaritan.
Brian Sewell was speaking then as a whistle win, gained that extra point for doing so. He's equal with John Sargent in the lead. Then comes Barry Crowe and Sue Pollard in that order. And Barry, we're back with you.
Oh.
To begin. The subject is fungus. tell us something about that subject. It's made the audience laugh already. Right. Tell us something about it in this game, starting now.
What do you call a well-endowed mustache?
I knew you were going to tell that gag, and you do it. Yes, I know.
It served me right, didn't it?
I know. This is the trivia of the game. He's got a good gag there. John, it was a correct challenge, and...
what? I did. No, my button lit up.
I know, darling, but his came on first.
Did it? No, it didn't.
Oh, yes, it did.
Oh, no.
So, Pollard, we're going to give it to you because we love you. And you have... Oh, the audience like that, didn't they?
I thought it was raining in as well. For the minute.
Yeah. Right, you have 58 seconds to tell us something about fungus, starting now.
Fungus is a typically insidious form of horrendous growth that can be found on clothes that have been kept in the cupboard with a lot of damp, because I know to that effect.
Brian, you're challenged.
I think there's a distinction between fungus and mould.
I think there is. That's mould you're talking about, my love.
Yes, of course it is, but I mean, it's just a posh word for it, really.
Brian, I agree with the challenge. Another point to you, and there are 46 seconds. Fungus, starting now.
When I was in the army, which was a very long time ago, we were warned against various forms of body fungus.
There was a hesitation before body, I thought.
Yeah.
I know, he was struggling to get it going, and, I don't know, it's a difficult decision. All right, yes, we want to hear the joke, Barry, so I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
I
will always try and balance this sometime.
I can't repeat the joke.
You haven't started the joke yet.
No, I started it, but if I do it now, it'll be repetition.
No, we shouldn't remember how it began.
So I'll come in halfway through.
Yes, please do.
No, I tell you what, they're going to be very generous. They'll let you repeat the beginning of the
joke.
Who will? John Sargent particularly, because he wants to hear the joke.
No. The thing is to allow him to say the first words of the joke up to the point at which he comes, and then you say
well
that.
Done, Brian. Would you like to take over?
So where am I now in this joke?
You have 41 seconds, and the subject is fungus. Start telling the joke. And I will say now, halfway through, it's actually a ridiculous idea. You can repeat the first part.
No,
listen, you can repeat the first part of the joke, and none of them will challenge you for that. Because if you want to hear the joke, you have 41 seconds on fungus, starting now.
What do you call a well-endowed mushroom? A fun guy to be with. I remember hearing this from a school chum, a compatriot and colleague of mine at Leeds Grammar Academy of that aforementioned name. His name was Augustus.
Brian, chum.
Is Yorkshire a different country? He said compatriot.
Yes, he was a compatriot, but he came from Yorkshire. What's wrong
that
with that?
That is a different country.
No, it isn't.
If you're from Leeds emotionally, Yorkshire is a country.
There is no such thing as emotion in Leeds.
So, Barry, an incorrect challenge. There are 26 seconds. Fungus, starting now.
Augustus Gridley, a classmate of mine at school, known to everyone as Fun Gus, used to relate jokes, having us rolling on the floor, banging our desk lids, flinging bits of chalk, hitting each other with rulers, as he told yet another of his amazing anecdotes. One I call to mind particularly well was regarding the Titanic, which had... Mummy!
John Sargent did both.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
Little Lord Fauntleroy over there.
Just because I said Le Mange, that's it, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I know. Yes.
That's the big mistake.
It was a correct challenge, and so he got in with 2 seconds to go on fungus with you, John, starting now.
One of the most exciting fungi, if you want to use that.
The point is, in cases either just ahead on Brian Sue, followed by Barry and Sue in that order. And Sue Pollard, your turn to begin. Put your water down, take your gulps, get in the mood.
Just a minute.
Have a gulp.
I've got to start laughing now, but I bet it's going to be disastrous again. No, you'll be fine, Sue.
That's fine. You'll be fine soon. We've all got great confidence in you. You have 60 seconds if you want to use it all. And it's the subject. You can use as many as you like. Bank statements. I'm sure you've got experience of those. Tell us something about them in just a minute, starting now.
Oh, that dreaded day when the awful envelope drops onto the mat and then you understandably want to punch the postman in the face because, on reflection, you realise what is involved with this communication that is inside the envelope. Right, then you pick it up.
Repetition of envelope.
There are too many envelopes.
Oh, is that what I said?
Yes. Very bad grammar.
Oh, well, at least I was... I was just about to say, at least I won't be returned unopened.
I don't think we'll go down that road too far, if you don't mind me. We could get
so
very...
upset.
Barry, you had a correct challenge. You have bank statements, and you have 46 seconds starting now.
One of the most amazing bank statements I ever came across was an angler on the riverside who had one arm. And I approached him and said, "How are you getting on?" And he replied, "I just caught one this big." I have never forgotten that man. I admired him enormously, wanting to be of his ilk myself, with rod and reel and flies and bait. I approached the tailor and said, "I want a suit."
What's your one suit?
Well, I think he's... Oh, without taking anything away, he was just stunning, is Barry, stunning. But he went, "I approached."
And you caught that hesitation.
Well, no, because it was falling
over his teeth. All right, darling, it was a tough challenge, but we're going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
I think your earrings are clouding your hearing.
So, come on, so let's hear from you. It was the subject you start with. Carry on with it. You have 23 seconds. Bank statement starting now.
With all the things that Barry has just said, I would like to add to said equipment that people do use when they're out trying to get...
Barry, what...
I didn't understand a word.
Nor did she.
So, deviation.
It wasn't even gibberish, it was the full gibber.
Barry, you have the subject back again. You have bank statements, and there are 15 seconds starting now.
At the tailor's, I requested a suit of Norfolk tweeds. The practitioner of that sartorial art said, "What?"
Yes,
sartorial.
Sartorial.
Sartorial. Sartorial.
I'm having trouble with my initial letters and words.
I think you're under pressure, and sometimes words come out unintentionally incorrectly, and we call that deviation from pronunciation,
indeed.
As we
and
understand.
And it is Le Manche, yes.
Right, thank you. All those who travel across Le Manche this summer will know all about it because of what we've said on this programme.
Yes, I suppose that's
so true. Tune in to Just a Minute and have your education improved. So, yes. John Sargent.
Yes.
This is the last round. There are only 8 seconds available, but it's bank statements with you, John, starting now.
Bank statements used to be very exciting because you wouldn't know what was going to be in your bank. But nowadays, all you've got to do is to find out what's in the cash dispenser or...
And you've, Brian, you've challenged.
To what?
And Brian Sewell has got in very cleverly, with half a second to go, on bank statements starting now.
I didn't hear from you on the news.
Keith, as the whistle went, gained that extra point for doing so, and what an exciting contest, and what an over-excited team that I've had to cope with. But points have been scored. Sue Pollard came just in fourth place behind Barry Cryer. But equal number of points were scored between Brian Sewell and John Sargent, so we say they are our joint winners today. Oh, we do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. On behalf of our four talented players of the game, Barry Cryer, Sue Pollard, Brian Sewell, John Sargent, and myself, Nicholas Parson, from them, goodbye. Be with us next time we play Just a Minute. Till then, goodbye.
And that'll be Monday, but at the later time of 1:15 here on BBC One.